Hey man, it's Dan with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. How do you take somebody's rejection and be able to play with it and be able to turn it into something positive? If you imagine you're walking down the street and those people, the salespeople with clipboards or the survey people are coming up to ask you questions, and everybody has this default state of no, right? Before they've even started saying what they're gonna say, the instant response is, no, not interested, haven't got time, too busy. When we're trying to create connection with somebody, whether it's somebody new that you've never met before, or whether you're in a long-term relationship, 10, 20, 15 years of relationship, you're finding that there's a rejection. There's a default state of no and busy. You're finding that initial resistance. And I just want you to understand that that is a normal thing for us humans in particular. We just have that default state because oftentimes we think somebody wants to get something from us. We think somebody is only out to get what they want. Being able to understand that, being able to just be aware of that, means that you can understand that that initial no isn't the actual answer in the long term. It's just that she may not be in the place that you are. You've been thinking about this, you have an inspiration or an urge to do something, to take some action, and she may be thinking about something completely different. She may just not be in the same headspace or physical sensation that you are. And so to be able to understand that the initial response, that initial rejection, the initial excuse, isn't the final reason or the final thing that's going to happen in this interaction. How are you going to respond to that initial rejection, to that initial resistance, to the default state of no? Good salespeople know that this initial resistance doesn't necessarily mean that there isn't an opportunity to be able to create a connection and then to be able to create some kind of interest and curiosity in what it is they have to offer. People who are artful at this are really good salespeople, but when you're talking about something in a relationship, what you're selling is not what you want to get. What you're selling is who you are. You've got to stay grounded. You've got to stay centered. You've got to know what your value is in that moment. You've got to be able to stay with that, understanding that, feeling that, knowing that for yourself, even when there's resistance. Can you stay grounded? Can you stay centered? Can you recognize that that pushback isn't necessarily pushback about you? Can you not take it personally and just stay there and be open to the connection? Because oftentimes, just your ability to stay there and be open to the connection, to be curious, to be interested in what's going on for her. You know, what's really happening for her? What's real in this moment for her? If you can stay open to that and be interested in that, that's a completely different invitation to somebody who goes and tries to create some kind of connection, feels that initial resistance and kind of collapses or backs away, or internally maybe says, of course, why would you want to? Been there, I know that experience, and it's one of the most crushing, feels like a kick in the nuts or a punch in the gut. So it's a horrible experience, but actually the horrible experience is us creating that. What gets in the way is she's not had time to think about what it is that you're inviting her into. Give her a little bit of time, give her a little bit of a moment or two to be able to think about it, to be able to feel what she's feeling, and then make a decision from there. You might find that actually the decision after a little bit of time, just a few seconds, is, okay, you have my attention, now what? Right? You have my attention, now what? What are you gonna do with that attention then? Whether it's somebody that you want to invite into a date, or to go out, or to go for a drink with you, or whether it's a long-term partner and you want to understand what's getting in the way of the deeper, more connected intimacy that you want to have together. I would love to help you guys become more confident, become more deliberate, and know and trust that you can create the kind of connection and passion that you want to have. You can bring that spark back into your relationship. You can overcome I'm not feeling attracted to you, and make it into, okay, I want you to take me upstairs right now.